Montero Consulting welcomes you to the Anywhere Office with Phil and Jason Montero. In the next hour, Phil and Jason take a big picture approach to the philosophies and strategies of navigating today's digital lifestyle. Turn up your speakers and don't click that mouse. Here are your hosts, Phil and Jason Montero.
Welcome one and all to the Anywhere Office, our show about a living a digital lifestyle and navigating the changing world of work. I'm Phil Montero.
And I'm Jason Montero.
And we'd like to welcome you here today, this week, for our show where we're going to be talking about truly freeing yourself, working unchained, working where and when you want with a virtual office.
Yes, I'm very excited about this week's show. This is one of those topics where I feel like we get down to the real, the nitty-gritty, right down to the bone of what we're talking about here when we talk about the Anywhere Office. This is one of those things that is just completely central.
It's very true. We've talked about a couple of different things, and we did, again, you know, we kind of talked to the big picture at the beginning weeks ago, and we've been talking about some strategy and getting down into some of the tools, but I think when it comes to the actual, and really the Anywhere Office is the concept of it behind it is creating a virtual office for yourself, and I think there's a lot of confusion with a lot of people about just what is a virtual office and what does that mean.
I agree. I'll tell you a strange thing. When I think of virtual offices, I think of the rock band Steely Dan. And do you know why this is? It's not because they have a song about it.
No, I don't know why.
Because when I was like a teen and I was listening to my, yeah, I didn't really go for too much 80s music, so I was in my 70s rock phase and I'm listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin and The Who and stuff, and you were like, you need to hear this band Steely Dan. And I was like, it's too slick for me, I don't like it. Well, over a series of years and slipping Steely Dan tunes into mixtapes you're giving me and playing in the car, and what is that Steely? Steely Dan, no. But sure enough, I realized, of course, that you were right, and now I love Steely Dan. And it's the same thing to me with these virtual offices. As we've been going along, and we would test different softwares and try a new tool and this, you'd always be testing that, and you'd include me. You'd say, oh, man, I invited you to a membership in this virtual office, and you'd just sign up for it, and then we can start collaborating on these documents and have a central location and all these things that we're going to be talking about today.
Yep.
And I was always, there was this resistance somehow to that, and I think a lot of people have that, this sort of resistance to the learning curve, to open yourself to this new tool and kind of figure out how it works. So much in the same way, your persistence yet again paid off, because then I finally, when it's like that aha moment when you see the value of it and you're like, oh man, this is saving me time and it's making me more efficient and it's really a central important tool to being able to work in this flexible and mobile way.
I think you're right. I think of Les Nessman and his fake door, WKRP, when I think of a virtual office. And unfortunately, I mean, and I say that jokingly, but I think that's what a lot of people think. When they hear the term virtual, sometimes they think fake. And I mean, that's what Les Nessman was making you walk past a fake door that came into his office because he was trying to create the illusion of an office that way. But I think when we're talking about virtual offices here and from this standpoint, what we're talking about is that, the basic nature of the way that people work today has really changed. You know, everyone's working in teams. Teams aren't new. We've always worked in teams. But traditionally, you worked in a team in the same physical place, made up with a bunch of people that commuted to the same office, all worked for the same company. And I think just over time, suddenly now the teams have some people working from home, some people working from maybe a remote office. And even in a larger sense, it's not always even people that are working for the same company. Now it involves consultants that you're bringing in, or maybe some freelance people that you're working with, some specialists. Now you're teaming up with vendors to roll out a solution where there might be a joint venture between you and a software provider and some programmers and some other people that provide another system. And all of those people need to work together, and typically today, they're not all physically in the same place.
Sure, and just to reiterate at this point that we've brought up before, when we talk about the changing world of work, these tools in a lot of ways is people who have worked in those traditional ways are having to embrace these new modes. But we also discover that these tools apply to people who have always worked in these ways, like people like salespeople who have always been out in the field, people like consultants and freelancers who have always been out there and have had to work in this distributed way. And now these tools afford them the ability to do those things more efficiently and to do those things more seamlessly.
Yeah, and it comes down to really, and when we talk about virtual teams and virtual offices, which are really, I think, are the two components that make up an anywhere office. I mean, you've got people trying to work together while apart. You know, there's your virtual team. And then there are the, you know, and I think this is where we break it down. And what we talk about is this ICC thing, and we've talked about it before, which is the three main areas that help to make up that virtual office, which is your information, your communication, and your collaboration. So if you have people working, trying to work together while apart, and then on top of that, you make sure that they all have access to the same information, that they all have an easy method of communicating with one another, and that they can collaborate no matter where they are and no matter what time it is.
Yeah, let me unpack that for a second. When you say the ICC thing, is sometimes something is so fundamental, it is such an important foundational element of what you do that it is easy to overlook. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the profoundest things are the simplest things, okay? So when we talk about this, what we do a lot of times is we'll look at an organization and we will say, how do you handle your information? How do you access your information? How do you make sure everyone has the same information? How do you communicate with each other? How do you collaborate with each other? And by breaking your tasks and what you do in a day down into those three categories, it can become very digestible how you employ some of these tools.
And most companies haven't really, or at least haven't in a very long time, taken a look at those things. Like, okay, well, what information is it that everyone on this team or in this department or in this group or this project, you know, there are different levels of it. There's an organizational level, there's a project level, the department level. What information do these people need to have access to? And can they get that information not just here in the office, but when if they have a need to work from other places, from a client site, from a coffee house? You know, how is it that they communicate? Do they work on projects mostly on their own, or do they often collaborate with other people? And I think, like you said, by breaking that down, particularly looking at those things now in light of the new technology that is afforded to us, and these technologies are out there, they're affordable, and they often don't require large IT staffs to put into place, as so many people think. I mean, you can, and you know, we're going to look at some of these, I think, you know, as we talk about the different kinds of virtual offices. But there are very easy to use, affordable solutions out there that almost any group, any size, nonprofits, solo professionals, families can even use.
Yeah. So let's jump into that. Let's talk about, we're not just talking about the Les Nessman fake wall imaginary office, and we're also not just talking about a software tool or a service as a virtual office. What we're really talking about, again, is a number of tools that can be used to apply to this concept of the anywhere office.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the main types of virtual offices or ways that people implement these virtual offices.
Okay, well, I would say that, I mean, just to start with, let's start on the most base level. For some people, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening today, are probably solo professionals or have very small companies where there's only one or two people involved.
Okay.
And I think for a lot of people, some people just work on their own and only have to collaborate with others on a very rare occasion. And for somebody like that, I think the proliferation of what they call smartphones, which are things like the Trios, which are a combination of a Palm Pilot and a phone put together, or there's these Windows mobile phones that run very similar to that also, but run this Windows software. And what that allows you to do is have a number of things that you wouldn't normally have on a phone easily accessible. Things like your calendar, all of the contacts that you normally have in your email program, if you use Outlook or ACT, having all those contacts with you. Your tasks, your list of things to do that you normally have to do. So here we're talking about that information. What is it you need? You need documents and files. You need access to the calendar, so your appointments and your project schedule. You need the tasks that it is that you need to work on. If you had those things with you no matter where you went, and very often, again, the communication side, access to email or being able to communicate with people over the phone, then essentially those are some of the main components we talk about for a virtual office. And one of these phones, I use the Trio right now. The Trio 650 is actually what I'm using, although I've had my eye on the new ones. But this kind of a thing, if you're a solo professional, just synchronizing something like this with your desktop computer, you know, I can take Word and Excel documents with me. My calendar comes down onto this, all of my appointments. You know, everything I need to be able to kind of work from wherever I am is embodied in a device like this.
So, and you can also work on those documents on there. You could go into a Word document and maybe do some minor editing.
That's right. Yeah, there's software on here. You know, there's a program called Documents to Go that comes with the Palm, and the mobile ones, the Windows mobile versions, come with a mobile version of Word and Excel. So it's not just being able to view these, but it means being able to open them up, edit them. If someone sends you an attachment, I can get my email on here, and I can...
Okay. And that would be true of a PDA as well, if you didn't have one that rolled it into a phone. If you just maybe had a mobile phone and then a Palm Pilot or something to that effect, you could be using that in the same way.
That's right. It's not quite as seamless and integrated. I mean, the ability for me to be able to bring up someone in my PDA and immediately call them is something that works great with that.
Okay, so if you're a solo professional or you're a small organization, that might work for you. And then what would be the next step? Say you wanted to just use this for like a small group of three or four, or maybe just for a family to kind of get everybody's schedule together.
Sure, and you know, there's a lot of things there, and I think, but having some kind of web-based groupware solution, something that allows people to collaborate and, again, share documents in a central place where everyone can get at it. And, you know, if you want to try something like this for free, and again, particularly for families and small groups, I think, you know, there's two great solutions. Yahoo supplies what they call Yahoo Groups, and Microsoft supplies through the MSN network, the MSN Groups. And these are places where you can set up a shared area. People can share photos. So all of the people, you set up accounts for all the people that are part of this group or this team, and they can all post photos up there. They can post documents. There are discussion boards where you could post an idea, and then other people can log in and kind of continue that online discussion without it being just email flying around. There's shared calendars where if there's, you know, if this is a group that maybe you belong to, even if it's something like your kid's soccer team, you could set up a Yahoo group for the soccer team and everyone could see when the next game was, if it's been rained out, post information, photos from the game. So there's, you know, again, that's not a non-work related way, but we're still talking about a central place where people can collaborate, share information, and get access to all of this great stuff. And again, these are free. Now, they're not quite as full-featured as some of the professional or business-focused web-based virtual offices that exist, but there's some great features in there, and it's very affordable. And again, a wizard's there. You'd play with something like this, and you'd see how easy it is.
Okay.
Show.
And what would be like a premier web-based, like an actual more professionally or business-based virtual office?
A more business-based one, you know, and there's a number of these out there, but I think one of the ones that we like best, the one we use, is WebEx provides something called the WebEx Web Office. And it used to be known as intranets.com, and it's one of the leading web-based collaboration suites that are available. When I say suite, what I'm talking about is a collection of programs and tools that they've tied together under one login, under one place where you can all reach that. And like you and I were talking about before, you could get a bunch of these services disparately and, you know, grab a web-based calendar here or use an Outlook calendar here and this and you know, grab together a bunch of services and tie them together. But a company like WebEx has put together things like a shared document space, calendars, databases, you know, task lists that can all be used in various ways. And again, that stuff not just available on the web so that anybody can get to it from any internet connection, but they also have the ability to synchronize that with your Outlook. So your Outlook calendar can easily update that shared calendar up there, and your contacts can be shared with your coworkers or colleagues. And this, again, you know, isn't a free service, although you can get a free trial by going by there, but it's more of a paid service that you would use for offices. That
All right, so we're going to roll off to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few other types of virtual offices and then some other tools that are out there and available. So stick around.
I hope it's with you.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Hi, this is Phil Montero, founder of YouCanWorkFromAnywhere.com, and I'd like to give you some of your time back. In my 15 years mentoring virtual teams and entrepreneurs, I've found literally hundreds of quick, easy-to-understand tips, tricks, and shortcuts. In the Anywhere Office ebook series, you can get my top tips about email, laptops, home offices, Palm Pilots, and virtual teams. If you act right now, you can get all 5 tip books for the price of 4, less than the cost of a tank of gas. Just visit YouCanWorkFromAnywhere.com and click on the Products tab. Then start thinking about what you're going to do with all that free time.
Welcome back to the Anywhere Office. If you have a question or comment, email radioshow@theanywhereoffice.com. Now back to the show. Here are Phil and Jason.
Hey, welcome back to the Anywhere Office, our show about living a digital lifestyle and navigating the changing world of work. Kind of on that same theme, we were talking about WebEx Web Office, which is a virtual office suite that we've been using. And you were talking about how you can synchronize that with your Outlook and how a lot of times you can kind of take the tools you're already using and get them to work in conjunction.
And extend them into the web-based
office. That's right. And that's really when the light bulb went off for me was when we started using this WebEx. And they have a tool on there that allows me to actually create a folder on my computer. It's just like a regular folder that lives on my hard drive, only it's in my networks. And that's where all the shared documents that we keep out there in the web office also live in that folder, or I have access to them through that folder.
Yeah.
So in a lot of ways, it didn't really change how I was working on some things. I just keep my Outlook calendar up to date, and I keep all my appointments in there. And then when I synchronize with the web office, it updates the calendar up there. And if I'm working on a document, I know I have the most recent version of it because I'm actually taking it from the web office. And then if you went to access it while I was working on it, it would say, so-and-so, Jason has that locked out.
That's right, editing that. Yeah.
So then you would know that when it was available, it's at the most recent. I could have just been working on it and editing, and then when you get it, you know that those changes are going to be in that document.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the big problems we were having. And, I mean, you know, we're a smaller group of people collaborating, but, I mean, imagine a project with 10 or 15 people. I mean, you had versions of documents, I had versions of documents, and, you know, which one of us had the most recent edits? And, you know, having a central place like that to keep, you know, so that's, you know, when we made that decision, we said, this is making us a little crazy, you know, by being able to take the final version of everything and post them up to there,
that's,
you know,
right,
on that web office. And again, yeah, you can work on it locally by creating that special, it's called a web folder, by the way, through Windows, and they give you instructions on how to do that so that you can access those files without going through the web interface or going to the website for our web office. But again, the great thing is then if you are somewhere without your computer, you know, you're at a friend's house, you're traveling, maybe you go to an internet cafe somewhere.
Client site. Hotel.
Yeah, anything like that. You get on any computer that has web access, you log into that web office, and suddenly there's your same calendar, there's your same tasks, there's those same files. So although you work on it very often without using the web interface, that web interface is there, and sometimes different people, depending upon where they are or how they access it, might be some are using the web interface, some are just using their machine and synchronizing, but the bottom line is that it puts all of that critical company information or critical project information, you know, in one place, and that's part of it. Sometimes people don't even roll this out for the entire company. It might be just for a certain project they're working on, because one of the advantages with this versus a network, you know, is I can actually take some vendors that I work with and give them limited accounts and control what documents they have access to, which parts of the virtual office they can go to. Now, to do that on your network in a company sometimes is more of a security issue, but by putting some information here and just setting up one of these virtual offices, even just for a project, is something that's a very effective strategy for people when they're trying to work together that way. And again, the other thing I think is that they're very affordable. I think, again, you know, people often hear about these things and say, oh, well, how many thousands of dollars is that going to cost? But, you know, WebEx has, you can set up a 5-user web-based office with them for only $60 a month. You know, you want to bump that up to 10, it goes up to only about $100 a month. And that includes a certain amount of disk space storage for putting your documents. But again, 5 or 10 people, for some companies, that's their whole office. You know, a small office has 5 or 10 people in it. You could set something like this up, and doesn't take the big initial investment that some of these, you know, collaborate, oh, I got to put in a server and do all this, you know, spend thousands, $10,000, $20,000 up front. No, this is something where you can pay for it as you go along, and you can grow it as your business grows that way.
Nice. And then there's another option on that, which is not necessarily the web-based, or it's more of a peer-to-peer type of solution for that?
That's right, yeah. Groove, which was one of the most popular, what they call a peer-to-peer virtual office. So again, it's shared calendars and information, but unlike having one central server that everything's stored on, well, the way Groove works is that each person has a copy of those documents on their computers, and when one person changes a document, it automatically goes out when they're connected to the web and updates the documents on everyone else's PC. So
and
you might set up a shared folder.
That's the one that Microsoft just consumed.
That's right, yeah. Microsoft Microsoft in their ever Borg-like presence, what they normally do. They went in, and, you know, but they're smart. That's what they do. They look for the best of breeds of software companies like this, and they integrate, and they're actually integrating this into Microsoft Office. So when you buy Office 2007, these collaboration virtual office components are going to be right in there as working side by side with Word and Excel and Outlook. And I think that really speaks volumes for the direction. You know, a lot of people say, oh, this virtual office stuff, yeah, maybe we're headed there, maybe someday. Well, look, when Microsoft goes and takes this company, buys it, and then, you know, melds that with the most popular Office suite, you know, Office software that is being used by, you know, millions and millions of people, that clearly shows that they think that's the direction things are going into, and
absolutely,
that's the functionality that people need that way.
I think, okay, so we've been talking about some of these tools and applications and web-based services, but there's another face to virtual offices, and that's, I know it sounds a little funny, but that would be a physical virtual office. And I want to just talk a little bit about this. When we come back from our next break, we're going to be joined by Guillermo Rodman, and he's the president of Regis Group Network for the Americas. And what they do is they're the leading provider, the sort of the premier provider of physical virtual offices. So what a physical virtual office is a sort of an on-demand office, if you will, where it's for a certain, again, a very affordable fee, and we can ask Guillermo about this, but for a pretty affordable fee, you can have a physical office that you can access when you need it, and some other stuff on demand as well, a meeting room or presentation tools.
A receptionist to answer the phone calls. And
yeah, know, data entry help, any of this.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, it sounds odd, but, you know, even if you work out of a home, I say it's as odd to say a physical virtual office, but, you know, if you work out of a home office, there are times where you just need to remove yourself from that environment. You need to
change
the
wall.
Clients. You know, have to have a meeting, or maybe you're having a meeting with four or five people. You're going to do that in a home office, but that happens sporadically as part of what you do. So why do you need to pay the overhead of having physical office space all the time, particularly if you're a traveling consultant, a salesperson, someone who spends a lot of time with clients? You need office space when you need it, but you don't need it all the time. And one of the biggest overheads that companies have, and one of the things that makes them as inflexible very often as it is this having a central physical location and always having to have everything go on there. So I think by extending these physical virtual office services, you know, maybe a couple of times during the month I need some office space, but I don't need it those other days because I'm on the road so much, you know, then you can get this on a more on-demand fashion by some companies like Regis that provide these executive suites. And I think, you know, they've been around before, known as executive suites, where you rent them, but sometimes that's renting it on a permanent basis. And one of the things that Regis has done is see a need, fill a need, as they said in Robots, and what that is, you know, finding out that people don't need this on a permanent basis, but extending it in an on-demand format that way.
Right. And again, like we were talking about earlier, when there are people who have always worked this way, sort of, and they're finding these new tools and these new services are allowing them to do that more seamlessly. You know, I like to think it's not just maybe solo professionals or people working out of a home office who would have a need for this, but if you are even a big company and you have that centralized office location, but maybe you have a sales staff who is out in the field all the time, then these virtual offices allow you to have some place where no matter where those people are located or no matter where they're on that client call or that sales call, they have a place where they can go and that's not in their hotel room sort of all scattered around on the bed with paperwork and all that, but they have this place where they can go where they not only have office services like a photocopier or internet access or a telephone or maybe someone to do some admin or some data entry work, but they kind of have that place where they can go and still stay focused on the work or hold a meeting if they need to, and they have that no matter where they happen to be, even if they're not located where your central office is.
Sure. I mean, if, you know, a company like Regis that has, you know, 750 business centers in 350 cities. Now, a lot of people these days, you know, work from Starbucks, and I like to do that with my laptop too, but I'll tell you, to try and have a meeting in Starbucks with the, you know, the Frappuccino machine going and the, you know, all these people, and you're talking with somebody and everyone in the tables around you can hear you. I mean, that's fine as a touchdown space to work that way sometimes, but sometimes you want something a little bit more business-like.
That's right.
And we're going to be joined by Guillermo, and we'll talk with him after this break more about physical virtual offices.
Does your office sound like this? Or this? The choice is yours. You can work from anywhere.com.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
Welcome back to the Anywhere Office. If you have a question or comment, email radioshow@theanywhereoffice.com. Now back to the show. Here are Phil and Jason.
Hey, welcome back. You are up in the Anywhere Office, our show about living a digital lifestyle and navigating the changing world of work. And today we've been talking about the ability to work where and when you want and the flexibility of a virtual office. And just before we went to break, we started talking about not just the web-based virtual offices, but a concept of a physical virtual office. And we are delighted to welcome with us as our special guest today, Guillermo Rotman, who is the president of Regis Group of Network of the Americas, and they are one of the world's largest providers of outsourced workplaces for companies. They have over 750 business centers in 350 cities and 60 countries around the globe. So clearly they are working this virtual office concept. Well, welcome, Guillermo. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning, everybody. I'm very delighted to be in your program today.
Oh, great, thanks. Guillermo, if you can tell us, I think some people do, as we were mentioning just before the break, I think there's some confusion for some people about what a virtual office is and what that entails and how it actually serves, small businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that the Regis Group does and the kind of services that they provide for companies?
Yeah, sure, great. We our main business is to provide what we call for physical, fully furnished office, fully equipped with all the services you need to run your own office and your business. That's our core business. But we know that many people in the market that doesn't need actually the physical space all the time, that they need, a place in where they can receive some clients or have some meetings, and they want to have what they call a prestigious address, which is critical for them, but they don't need that every time. They need someone to answer the phone on their behalf, on their company name, all the time, 365 days of the year. And we do that. We provide them with the best address in town, full trained receptionists, and then all the services that they need. And then when they need actually a meeting room or an office, they can come to any of our centers and get that there. And they can receive their clients as if they were actually working in that environment. And that is very common for two types of businesses. You have the typical startup company that actually they need to have the address, but they're not ready to commit into a full-time office. And then you have, on the extreme, the corporate America that maybe they have sales reps in a market where they don't want them to work out of an office, or maybe they're opening a new branch in market and they're not ready to commit for full-time office space, and a virtual office provides all their needs.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you a little about that, Guillermo. We've actually visited a couple of the Regis buildings and offices in a couple of different states, and they're very impressive, and they really are prestigious addresses, and everything you could possibly need in there. But we also noticed that you offer a service with a network called
the Network Access Program as well.
And I was wondering, when you say that this can work for just a startup company or a small group or a solo professional or the corporation who has that traveling sales force, and you've recently partnered with Delta, I believe, in there.
In addition to the virtual office, and maybe I have to explain a little more about all other things we do in the company. In addition to the virtual office, we are in the business of providing for what I call the virtual worker with options and opportunities in where they can operate all the time. So we decided that we needed to partner with different companies to provide additional services. So, for example, one of our products is what we call the Regis Network Access Card. What it provides is people the access to 750 business lounges all over the world. Not only that, with the Network Access Card, they can also go to the airports and get access to the Delta meeting rooms at the airport. And now, also in addition to that, we now make part of our research group something called Laptop Lane. I don't know if you're familiar with that, which are locations at the airport in which you have touchdowns, okay, where you can go at any time before you take a flight or after you take a flight and sit down in a touchdown office and connect your computer or use your computers, make phone calls, print stuff, send faxes, everything you need for that, okay, I call it the virtual worker that needs on demand to provide, okay, information for their company, for their business to run it more efficiently. So we are in the business of trying to maximize, okay, our clients and be sure that they, at any time they have access to our services. Doesn't matter where they are, in what city, in what country, at any time.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point there, which is how you're really kind of catering to the various levels of flexibility. I mean, maybe you need an office for a full day, but maybe there's a couple of hours where someone might need to just get some work. And as you mentioned, I think you called it a touchdown space. You know, I think that's where people, as we said before, typically would use maybe a Starbucks or a coffee shop. But again, there's all the distractions there. So what they can do instead is take advantage of these same, you know, locations that you've taken all this time to build up, these business centers, and go there and use these cafes that you have in there, and get high-speed internet access and have some quiet time where they can actually work on things. And I think that's really how you fit into, you know, or it seems like you're working in a bunch of different areas there. And I'd like to just ask you, what is it that made you decide to start offering this more virtual office service? I mean, what was it that you kind of saw in the way people were working that kind of led you to this?
Basically, we talked to our clients. We talked to our prospect clients. We asked what they need, how they work, in what environment they are. And as the conclusion is that they need this kind of products. So I'll give you an example. You know, we were talking with consultants, which they go, let's say, to Boston, I'll give a typical example, and these real-life examples, okay? They go and have two appointments during the morning in downtown Boston, and, you know, with enough time between meetings, so they'll be sure that they're not late for the second meeting. So the question we ask them, so what are you doing between meetings? Well, I hang up, you know, in a coffee place, or, you know, I walk, okay, around the city in between my meetings. So when we're talking about, okay, what if I give you an office to work? What if I give you a place to connect? Whatever. And they said, yes, I need that. I want that. And that's exactly what we offer. So that's where we came with the network access card. That's where we came with the business lounge concept, or the possibility of renting an office for an hour, half a day, or a day, is because it allows that person to be more productive in between times. And that's what they want. So that was a real case example. The other one was this company that was actually a startup company operating out of two cities in the U.S., and we started asking them, you know, how do we help you in growing your business? And the main thing, you know, we're trying to sell them office space, no doubt, that's our main business. But they were saying, I'm not sure I'm committed to. And so why? I said, well, you know, I'm not sure if I'm hiring the right person, okay, in the right location. And let's say, you know, I hire a person in the south of Chicago, and that person is not going to work, and I already, you know, has signed an agreement for 2 years of his place in South Chicago, and I switched the person to someone living in the North Shore of Chicago. What's going to happen? And I said, well, that's what we're here to help you. First, you can start with a virtual office and be sure, you know, that you have a branch concept that you are promoting in Chicago until you find the right person. Second, when you're hired, okay, we can provide you with our office space, or if you're not fully convinced or committed, you can still keep the virtual office. But let's say that person in the south of Chicago doesn't work, and you need to move, okay, to a person you hire in the North Shore or Chicago. Well, we have a transfer policy in our, you know, business center concept, and we can actually move you from one location to another with no cost for you. And that is what we do. We just look into what the clients need, and then we develop the product. Another typical product that we have, something we call a hot desk. What's a hot desk? You know, we have one client, which is a software company, who told us, you know, I don't need an office space all the time. So what do you need? Well, you know, I have 12 guys selling software, okay, here in LA. But actually, I only need them to go back to the office to send, you know, the orders, to collect their advertising materials, to collect their mail, and they, you know, check their voicemails because I don't want them to be, you know, with their cell phones all over the map. So, okay, so we put for those 12 guys, okay, an office with four desks. and they don't have to book them with our receptionist, so they know they are available, and they come and they use just a small office of 12 guys. That is another way to become efficient. And we call it hot desk because it's a way of go, get your stuff, send your mail, get your advertising materials, okay, and back on the road. So we look to every time to what they need, okay, and based on that, then we develop the products, we test the products, we continue improving them, and hopefully, okay, we understand their needs, and then hopefully that creates the demand, and then our job is to make them known to the potential clients. And
sure.
Actually, that's what we're doing with you guys right now, okay? That is that your audience understands.
Yeah,
that's it. Enough, okay, to understand your needs, and then if they have ideas, more than welcome to listen to them.
Mm. Yeah, and that's, and I think that's, you know, again, one of the things that you're talking about is not just the physical workspace, but as you mentioned, if you have 12 people, you know, do you need to get 12 offices? No, you might be able to get one office with four desks, as you mentioned, but the key thing is there's one central phone number where any client can call into, and then that receptionist service that you provide can direct the calls to the appropriate people, you know, even if it is on their cell phones or if they're working at home. And I know, you know, when we looked at your office, that was one of the things that you offered is, you know, you could be at a different location on various days, and as long as you let that receptionist know, just like, you know, if it was your own personal receptionist, she's going to answer the phone for your company and, you know, again, you know, be able to route the calls, the packages can come in there, and you're only paying for that office space when you really need it. Or as you mentioned, even, you know, taking it one step further where you can get a four desk office for 12 people. And that's, you know, that's clearly one of the ways to be strategic about that and use those.
Let me add one more point. You know, we have this company based on Seattle where, okay, they got this contract, for opening, service to this other company in 12 locations around the world. And so we ask, okay, the person, why they end using us as their full service provider. And they give us, you know, two easy answers. One, she said, oh, it was very easy, okay? You know, it was Richards.com. I said, what do you mean, Richards.com? I said, well, I went to your site, okay, I heard about your company, I went to your site, I find out that actually you were in every location, okay, that I needed to have office, not just the city, but in the right neighborhood. Okay, great point. And second, I said, you know, I called 1-888-offices, okay, and I got someone, they helped me right on the spot for the 12 locations, and I was in business, okay, in 1 week. And for us, that is critical, because what we want is not just to serve, you know, the one individual, but I want to be sure that, you know, we make it with one call.
Sure.
Okay, so it's more than just, okay, finding, okay, the concept, because there are many people providing the same concept, but only, you know, us, we can give it, like, with one call, you get any place in the world you want.
Yeah. And I'm sure the fact that you have so many locations is what makes it so attractive, because the ability to, you know, because business today is taking people to a number of locations. I mean, I know for myself, I'm often doing speaking or training in a number of cities, and I never know from 1 month to the next where I might be. So knowing that there's office space in those places, you know, and that I can go and have some space to work and have a location to have a meeting if I need to, and again, depending upon the project. And I think you really made a good point, too, about that it's not just for small growing companies, although that's a great advantage because they can look at this, but for larger corporations that might be testing new areas or even just for a temporary basis, maybe for 6 months a year you have a project in a particular city and you need to put some consultants on site there, that kind of flexibility really helps.
And it's a great place for networking. You know, when I meet the small, you know, 1 to 2 guys company that is starting up that hopefully becomes, you know, the next Microsoft, okay, of this world. Okay, they're working in an environment of, you know, around 20,000 square feet, maybe as a virtual office client or as a permanent office client, and they go to our business lounges and they network with, you know, other clients which are today's corporate America. 50% of our clients are Fortune 500 companies.
All right, so I hate to interrupt you, Guillermo, but we're going to ramble off to a break right here. When we come back, hopefully you can stick around and talk a little more about that networking opportunity, and we'll be right back talking about virtual offices. Trumpets call.
Does your commute sound like this? Or this? Mm-hmm. choice is yours. You can work from anywhere.com.
Welcome back to the Anywhere Office. If you have a question or comment, email radioshow@theanywhereoffice.com. Now back to the show. Here are Phil and Jason.
Hey, welcome back to the Anywhere Office, our show about living a digital lifestyle and navigating the changing world of work. Please feel free to come by at any time to our blog, our website at theanywhereoffice.com. Give us some feedback, post some questions, some topics you'd like us to talk about.
So we are back, and we are happy to have with us Guillermo Rothman. He is the president of Regis Group Network for the Americas. And just before we went to break, Regis is a provider of physical virtual offices and a provider of traditional office space as well. They have some beautiful buildings there all over the globe. And just before we went to break, Guillermo, you were talking a little bit sort of about the network opportunities, which is one of the sort of, I don't know, like hidden benefits of being in a Regis office, is that you're sort of around a bunch of other people who work in a distributed way. And, you know, that you, so you have that in common, and then when you're in the cafe or when you're on the grounds there at the office, you know, you have an opportunity to sort of talk to other people who are working the way you're working, I guess is what you were talking about. Can you kind of say a little more about that?
Yeah, actually, yes, a little more. You know, it's no doubt that you get the networking, okay, of the benefit of being in one center or many centers and meet people and understand what they do, and you can, you know, get engaged, okay, in great relationships with, you know, Fortune 500 companies or other startup companies. And that happens a lot. In addition to that, we, you know, are testing something we call the ClientNet, which is a web-based, okay, support for, I call it our intranet, where, you know, our own clients can advertise their own services, okay, in through our intranet, and so you can connect to people that may need your services. Typical example is, you know, I have a client which is an immigration lawyer who, by promoting their services, okay, in South Florida, many of our clients, okay, are using him now as their lawyer. So he benefits not just because being our client who has a permanent office in one center in Sawgrass and has a virtual offices in centers in Miami as West Palm Beach, but now he does business because of his not working within the system, which is part of the benefits of being part of the Regis, okay, group network clients. And we encourage people to do that. That's why we have, you know, constantly breakfast, okay, to meet and greet clients so that people can actually go and do it. And it's very natural to go to our business lounges, okay, for lunch or coffee. And, you know, well, we have TV screens showing the news, and we have a computer if you want to connect and check your email and drinks. And actually, that's where people actually go and meet other people and benefit from that.
That's great. So again, you know, you saw that was something that people were interested in, and the fact that you actually provide kind of organized ways for them to do that, I think, is excellent. I'd like to wrap up with just asking you one more question, Guillermo, which is, you know, you're obviously at the forefront of this and seeing the way that people have changed in the way they work, so obviously you've provided these services because of that. I'd like to just ask you, you know, kind of looking into the future down the way, what would you predict or what do you see for the future of the way that office space is going to be used going forward?
Well, you know that there is a growing trend of having more people actually working near home. People stop commuting. They don't want to spend, you know, 1 hour in a car to go to an office. Companies are understanding that becomes an issue. As unemployment continues going down, you know, the employee or the candidate or the executive has, you know, it's a driver in where do I want to work, how do I want to work. And one solution companies are finding is that providing them with office space, okay, being a physical one or a virtual office space near home, it provides a great benefit in attracting good talent. So I see that trend continue growing. Also, as companies discover us, because obviously, you know, we're not a well-known concept yet, as people discover, you know, Regis as an alternative, they really think twice before opening a branch office in any location, before committing long-term leases. They prefer to come to us and commit a one-year lease for X number of people, and depends on what happened during the year, maybe they need more space or less space, so they pay actually for what they use. And again, as I said before, even, you know, opening branches now in some locations, they don't go for a physical space. They start with a virtual office, and then if that market develops, then they go physically with some people and office in that market. So that's the trend is going on, and the only barrier is more and more companies knowing that we exist and knowing that, you know, just going to Wish.com or calling, you know, 1-888 offices, you can get access to these, you know, 60-plus countries, 750 locations, and no capex involved, no capital expenditure, flexible space, flexible terms, and that makes a big difference in anyone's plans.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Guillermo. And as you mentioned, people can go to Regis.com on the web. And what was that phone number again?
1-888-OFFICES. Okay, very easy to remember, and you get someone answering the call in 1 second.
Great.
Thanks very much, Guillermo. We appreciate your insight and the work you're doing in this field, and you can go to that website and learn a little bit more about the physical virtual offices that Regis offers. And when, you know, we're going to go to our blog as usual when we get on out of here, and we'll post some links to some of the software solutions we were talking about.
Yep.
And some of the web-based services that you can use for virtual office. And again, I just want to reiterate that this is one of those times when you really need to just embrace the learning curve. You need to just do a little bit of the work and realize that some of this stuff, it is fairly easy to learn. It's easy to use. It is out there. There are people like Regis providing these services, and you can go out there and you really can sort of improve your productivity, improve your flexibility, and work where and when you want by unchaining yourself from the office.
Very true, very true. So we'll post more information on the blog. Make sure you join us next Wednesday, where we'll be talking about search and research. And how, you know, one of the things about working from anywhere is being able to get access to the information you need quickly. And we will be joined by Richard Robinson, an award-winning family history writer, co-author of 2 books, and the information officer for the International Association of Professional Genealogists. And this man knows how to do some research.
That's right.
And we're going to share a bunch of tips about improved ways of searching Google and getting automatic information sent to your email. And so definitely join us. We'd like to thank Ryan, our engineer, for driving this bus today, and Voice America for making this show possible today.
So we are out of here, and we will catch you next week. I am Jason Montero.
And I'm Phil Montero.
And remember, work is not someplace you go, it's something you do.
So thanks. Join us next week on the Anywhere Office, and come by the site, post a comment.
Montero Consulting would like to thank you for listening to The Anywhere Office. To contact Phil or Jason, visit TheAnywhereOffice.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another entertaining and informative hour of The Anywhere Office with Phil and Jason Montero.